Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 25th. And yes, we were having a conversation before we started the show.
Sorry.
But we barely finished it.
Well, that's the first time we've had a conversation before the show in a while, because I've been rolling in like 2-3 minutes before.
That's true. Yeah. Well, and now you told me right as I hit the play button, you started a conversation.
I can't believe, hey guys, rent is due in 6 days.
In 6 days. This is a reminder every week or every couple times a week. So rent is due what? In 6 days, right?
Yeah. I can't believe March
seven
is...
March has 31 days. So
yeah, but it's the 25th.
Seven. Right.
So 5 plus 5 is 30, plus 1
is 6. Right.
That's 6 days.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, but the first is one more, right? Wait.
No, that's... Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking of the 31st. You're right. A week away.
Okay, never mind. Who
never
cares?
Mind. Who cares?
Yeah. The one that tells us the day makes a mistake.
It's Monday.
We have to question that, right?
It doesn't feel like a Monday.
No? What does it feel like to you? A Tuesday?
Like a Wednesday. Like, it feels like it's midweek.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Did you do something yesterday, the day before?
No,
Did you keep busy?
I worked yesterday morning.
Oh.
But on Saturday, Thursday, I went out. Friday, my girlfriend, we went to my job to have food, and then we had wine there, and then we hustled some guys to take us to Mastro's for dinner.
Really?
And I was really disappointed in the food.
Mastro's?
Yes.
Where is it?
I was like, this is horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's like a high-end restaurant?
Yeah, like their bill had to have been at least $500.
Wow.
Yeah.
With four people?
Yeah, there's four of us, and I hated his fucking friend. Me and him are going at it. I was like, you suck. You probably should never open your mouth ever in life.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't spare any words, huh?
No,
you tell
not
people
at all.
Right to their face.
And I think he's definitely in the closet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? And my friend was like entertaining him. I go, girl, ask for his phone. So he easily gave up his phone, and I took his phone because he was in the bathroom. And we went to his recent like text. It's all men. Went to his recent calls. It's all men, no bitches at all.
Really?
I go, are you done entertaining this for the night? Because I can't stand this motherfucker.
He gave you his phone so you could look?
That's when you know a dude has, he must have nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Because it's all men. And then the guy that I was with, it was the same guy that took me out to eat that I told you was like a, reminded me, like he said he was going to chop me up into little pieces.
No, I don't remember that.
I went on a date with him, and on the way home, I told him to go right to go to my house.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, obviously, if he's going to take us out to eat, it's a free meal, and we're not hanging out with him after, so I'm not going to say no. Plus, we're in a public place. You can't kill me here, you know? But when we were at dinner, he was, like, talking more about killing people. And I'm like, this dude is fucked.
Yeah.
So he takes his steak knife and he's just like twirling it around, staring at me while I'm eating. And I'm like,
what?
I am so fucking uncomfortable here.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So that was my Friday night. So then we get back from the restaurant and I'm like drunk because we had like four glasses of wine.
Right.
So I pass out. Then she taps me on the shoulder at like 12. She goes, I need you to put your dress back on. You need to come. I'm pulling the friend card. You need to come to the club with me. Because she's been talking to this NBA player.
Right.
And he was in the club.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm so fucking irritated right now. This is the last thing I feel like doing. But I'm a good friend. So I threw my dress back on. I put on sneakers. Wore sneakers to the club. Rolled up. She was acting like an idiot. Like, you know, when she's overly flirting with other people to try to get someone else jealous. And I was like, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
Then we get back to my apartment. She immediately, it must have worked because the guy called her and she left to hang out with him. So then Saturday, I was like, I have to get shit done. So I took an Adderall. Okay.
You took an Adderall.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to speed you up, right?
Yeah, it's like taking crack, basically.
Right.
But my girlfriend that slept over
that's
had
for
them.
ADHD.
ADHD, yeah. So my girlfriend that slept over had them. So I took literally only half. Okay. I took it. And I was like, this isn't doing shit for me. But then I went to Ralph's. And when I was at Ralph's, I stayed there for 2 fucking hours talking to people in the aisles. Okay? So I finally was like, Danielle, go home. So I go home and I bought cleaning supplies when I didn't even need them. And I cleaned the house for like 5 hours.
Wow.
So by the time I was done, it was 8:30. and I'm still wide awake.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, let me do some stuff on my computer. So then all of a sudden it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I work Sunday at 9 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're totally speeding.
Yeah. So I force myself to go to bed at 3, wake up wide awake at 6, go to work. I'm like, feel like the Adderall is still in my system, and then I hit a fucking brick wall at like 2 in the afternoon. I was like, oh shit, I am coming down hard.
Wow.
So yesterday I just drank a bottle of wine, then I cried over this dude. I got pissed. I was so upset.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
And then I went to bed. Now I'm here.
Okay, good. We're glad to have you in one piece. After such a gruesome weekend for you, you know?
Yep.
That's funny. But, yeah, it was sort of a mixed weekend because Saturday it was like just a gray day.
Gray.
Very gray.
I agree, yeah.
Wintry, but no rain. And then yesterday was like very hot.
Yeah, yesterday was beautiful, yeah.
It's like he didn't know where to go. Do I go to the beach or do I go here or do I go there, right?
Right.
So I'm on this kick of, I want to rent some really cool cars like for a day or two.
Right.
And then just go and cruise and shit, you know? So right. So I was going to do that at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning for the morning. And then I thought, wait a minute, man. I mean, you don't know what the weather's going to be like.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even think that. I said, it's too last minute. Think about it, you know. So I didn't book the car. And then I get up in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
And I thought, fuck, man. It's like I'm glad I didn't because when it's gray, you don't feel like going anywhere, man.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's like it's the motivation level of doing shit is like. It kind of drizzled a little bit. It wasn't like,
yeah.
It wasn't raining heavy, but like when you went outside, it was like you could feel little tiny raindrops.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't even feel that, so yeah. I don't know. But the reality is I want to rent, the first car I want to get is the BMW i8. And have you seen that one?
No. I don't know cars at all. So it's like you're just, it's really, going to be really
bring
pointless.
Bring it up though, because I want
What's
you
it
to
called?
See. It's a really unique car. It's called BMW i8. And I want you to see it. It's a hybrid car, but it's like the sportiest looking car you've ever seen. And I'm just dying to drive in it. Now, the funny thing about this car is it doesn't make noise.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah?
I think they're so ugly.
Really?
Yeah, I see them everywhere in Beverly Hills. I'm like, that car is hideous.
I love it. It's like a fucking spaceship. And so I'm going to rent one for the day. They're like $200 or something.
Well, don't do it when you work.
Do it on the weekend.
Yeah.
But then I realized they only give you 100 miles, all of them. And I'm like, 100 miles is not even going to take me one way to Palm Springs.
Mm-mm.
That's 120 miles. So it's just to cruise around town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to start paying extra miles, like $1.50 a mile, you're fucking going to be paying $500-$600 for the car.
Yeah, that's what they get you. Because a lot of people don't read that fine print either.
Right.
And then they just get it. They're driving to Vegas. They come back. It's like, oh, well, your bill's $1,500.
Yeah, right.
It's like, wait, what?
But, you know, I just realized one of them offered you for $100 unlimited miles. That's not a fucking bad thing at all, right?
No.
Maybe I'll do that. But
yeah.
And then take the fucking car to Vegas or to Santa Barbara. You know, I mean, look. You get looks in that car. There's no doubt.
I can imagine.
Although that's not what I'm going for, because I probably take someone with me. But I don't know. It's cool. I love to drive, you know. So if I can get into a nice car, I want a nice convertible Porsche.
Well, the weather's starting to get really nice now,
right.
So it's like the perfect time.
The perfect
to do
time,
it, yeah.
You know.
I
want
to
get
a
high end Porsche.
Days this week.
You know, those are nice.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Porsches.
No.
That's how Paul Walker died. So fuck you, Porsche.
So you don't like any sports cars then?
Oh, it's going to be 80 on Saturday and 84 on Sunday.
Whoa.
So you got to rent that car on Saturday, Sam.
I know. And you know what? Maybe a convertible would not be a good idea that week because if it's hot, I fucking hate convertibles.
Just put some sunblock on.
No, it's not the.
You just don't like being hot.
I don't like hot.
Oh my God, I love when it's like 80 and the windows are down. I love it.
Yeah, I just realized I used to like heat, but not anymore. Now I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'd rather have cold. But you know what's funny? My new house is so fucking cold inside that yesterday I had the heater on when I was inside. I went outside and it was like hot.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't understand, right? But I guess it's cool for the summer. I won't have to use that much air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It's just it's got probably got insulation.
Well, I always think that houses are always colder than what it is outside.
Yeah.
Because your house will be cold naturally without anything on. And then when you step outside, you're like, wait a second.
But some houses are very hot in the summer, you know, when it's really hot.
Well, it depends how the sun is hitting.
Exactly. If the sun's hitting directly, man, you're going to be hot in there.
There's nothing like a room. When I was growing up, this girl that I used to hang out with, her name was Lexi Brooker, and I'll never forget her parents' crib. They had this room that was all windows, and they had one of those like swing, what are they called? Hammocks almost?
Uh-huh.
But it was indoor. Ooh. I took some of the best naps in there. When it was nice out and the sun was hitting, I was like, good night. See ya later.
So people have stuff like that for the bathrooms, mm-hmm. I guess, right? Mm-hmm. They have a tub. Mm-hmm. An open window, no curtains, because there's nobody in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at the whole fucking city.
Right.
Yeah. Some people are lucky enough to have that.
Right. Yeah.
But what can you do? You know, we're not all meant to go through the same journey, I guess.
No.
We all go through different journeys.
And I'm going through a new journey right now.
Which one?
I wake up every day and my body aches like I'm 50.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I call.
But you are doing physical activity. You go with a trainer and shit.
Yeah. Right? But I'm like wondering if it's because I just started training last week and my body is like, whoa, bitch, chill. But
after how long of not doing it?
The last time I trained was right before I went to Chicago. So January.
Okay.
So this is my first time back since January.
But it's still not a reason for your body.
No,
to hurt.
It's aching.
Really?
Yeah. Like aching like it's never ached before. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with
wow.
me? Yeah.
Doctor
I called.
Time.
I called Gabby and she's like, it's tendonitis. My doctor said every morning after 30, you could wake up with a new pain. I'm like, okay, so but what do we do about it? Because I don't like this feeling. I feel like I'm 90.
Wow.
Like today I was driving here and I was like, my kneecaps hurt.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Okay, doctor time. Call right
away.
Well,
I just had my yearly physical. I got my blood work and everything.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. But now you tell them, look, it's hurting. Something's wrong.
Something's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the dentist last year to get a cleaning, so I'm going to go again. I mean,
oh, yeah, every year. You have to go to the dentist every year.
Right, you know, so it's the same with the doctor. It doesn't matter if you just saw him. You know, I mean, if your tooth starts hurting, then you go right away. The same with the doctor.
Is your tooth hurting?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
That you may have done it before, but you have to do it again.
Some people have to go to the dentist every 6 months because they got really fucked up mouths.
Right. You see, I don't because I floss every day and I brush. And what happens, and you do too, right? We were talking about
every day,
that.
Every day, yeah.
And you can't go to sleep without it, but your gums are good and healthy, you know?
Yeah.
They're not like red and dark red and stuff when you have gum disease.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of my teeth now.
My grandpa, had gingivitis, a gum disease, and all his teeth fell out.
Wow.
So my dad has to get his teeth checked every 3 months because it obviously runs in the family.
It does, though, because gingivitis comes from not flossing.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's just a spaz. Floss.
Maybe.
But he goes every 3 months. Yeah. Like, he's like on it. But my dad has really nice teeth.
Cool.
I think that's where I get my nice teeth from.
Yeah, you have nice teeth too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, when you're young, everything is nice.
Yeah.
Wait till you get to your 50s. Everybody's got fake teeth.
I know. I'll probably get, if my
false
teeth.
Teeth.
I don't know if I'll ever need fake teeth, but if I do, I don't have a problem getting them.
No, look, I mean, my top is all veneers, you know?
Yeah, everyone gets veneers now. Like every fuck, they're expensive as fuck. I think it's $1,500 a tooth.
Right.
That's wild, because how many teeth are there? 32?
Well, no, you don't have to do the rest of the mouth. It's just the front four or five
teeth. I think that's
teeth.
Weird. I think everyone should do the full mouth.
No, but nobody can see it. What's the point?
So all because
they
veneers
only
don't,
do it to the teeth that you can see.
But veneers never like they never stain
and
or
besides,
anything.
Besides, you don't need all of them either. You know, I mean, I just said really the front two were kind of like weird, so they had to do like four.
Did they saw
or no,
it?
Six.
Did they saw your tooth down?
Yeah, they do, and you don't want to look at it when you're like that. It says don't go and look in the mirror because they make it like into little triangles.
Oh, stop! It
teeth.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Really?
Yeah. Anytime someone uploads a video getting veneers or something, I have to like quickly.
Oh, really? They actually upload that?
Yeah.
Oh my god! I
like freak out. I'm like, don't show me this.
Yeah.
Shit.
Right.
So what? But I thought there was veneers now that you could put over your regular teeth in case you decide you don't want veneers anymore.
No. I don't know. Maybe. If it's something new, I don't know.
And does it feel weird at first eating?
No, not at all. It feels just like your teeth, you know? But I'm really glad because the guy did a tremendous job on my teeth. When I look at other false teeth that people have, like
and some people get false teeth that look like more fucked up than the teeth they have.
Exactly.
I'm like, why won't you just get white veneers,
right,
bro?
Exactly.
Why do you have those?
And people don't replace it either, you know, if they have it bad. You know, I couldn't walk around with bad teeth.
My grandmother had false teeth, but she had like false teeth that looked like regular fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why, Nana? I don't get it.
Because they probably got fucked up by then.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the years
were different.
Well, times
are different. Yeah, and times are so different when she probably got those. Like, yeah. Think about it. Like, she passed away, I can't believe, 2 years ago, March 14th. Can you believe that? How quickly time goes by when you lose someone?
Yeah.
But she was 84. So 30 years before that, they weren't having those like porcelain veneers like they have now.
Exactly. Exactly. It was just crowns that were shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like the teeth that you take out and put in a cup next
year. Those are false teeth, actually. Yeah. Dentures.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But no, I'm telling you that, wow, look at this. I see a headline. Woman crushed by a large log on Oregon beach. That was struck by sneaker wave. I wonder if this is where I was going to move. Let me open this real quick. See which Oregon beach this was at. The Oregon beach was seriously injured when a large log she was sitting on was struck by a devastating sneaker wave.
What the fuck is a sneaker wave?
Well, probably just a wave that was really strong and hit the beach where she was sitting. So, I guess... Wow, that's a pretty big fucking log, man.
I mean, why was she sitting there? She just having like morning tea or something?
On the beach. I don't know what she was doing. Just sitting on a log and enjoying the beach, the water.
Mm.
But then, yeah, it was a very big log and the water came in and washed her off.
Her away?
Yeah.
Wait, she didn't drown, right?
No, she was... What was she? She was on the log, but she was injured, but they saved her. Yeah, Oregon Coast. Ah, man, I fucking miss the Oregon Coast. Anyway, I only been there a few days, but...
Yeah, you were there for like 4 days.
No, actually 6 and a day. Well, no, I was actually there for a few days, but that's about it, you know. At any rate, what else was I going to say? I mean, there's so much going on out there. Do you want to talk about the Mueller thing at all?
What?
The Mueller investigation? Oh, so you don't even know what it is. Okay. You know, they're trying to get the president in trouble for collusion with the Russians.
No, nothing that has to do with politics. I'm all
okay,
set.
Because it's a...
it's fucking Monday. Stop it. Like, why would you even waste your breath?
Because it's a fucking historic thing. I mean,
nope.
They were going to bring down the
president.
Nobody
cares, especially me.
I know. Well, they were going to bring down the president and they didn't. So, there you go. Okay, this you probably want to know. The Spice Girls, I guess Mel B and Ginger Spice. Look what the headline says. Mel B and Ginger Spice's affair revealed. Now,
they hooked up with each other?
Okay, but the thing is, the article says they only did it once. So how is that an affair? You see what I'm saying?
Anything
about
that's
headlines?
Cheating is an affair, Sam. Even if it's one night, you had an affair.
No, I don't think they were cheating or anything. They were single.
Oh, then it's not a fucking affair. They just had a one-night stand with
exactly,
each other.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But they have to do that
but
for clickbait.
Exactly.
Yeah, because look, we're all like, what do you mean affair?
Exactly, you know? You're right about that.
Yeah, I mean, they're just doing their job.
I guess.
I always thought I could write at a magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you
I don't
do?
Know if they even exist anymore. To
they
be honest
do.
With
There's
you.
A lot of magazines. They're just digital now.
Yeah. Like, what? How do I get a job at Cosmo, bitch?
No, but the thing is, you don't.
What's
look,
up?
You don't get our. No, when you write, you don't really work for them. You can be like a freelancer.
Yeah, you can literally sit at home and send your article in. And
exactly.
Then they pay
you. You're a freelancer.
Yeah,
you know, so
that's
you can
easy.
Do that. So write things that they'll buy.
Yeah, but how do you sell it to them?
Find out. There's a way.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a way to do it.
When there's a will, there's a way, right, Sam?
Yeah, but what does everybody else do?
Right.
You'll figure that out, right. You know? I'm telling you, but...
I've been spending so much money on Ubers.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm starting to get sick of it.
Why?
Sorry, I just had to throw that out there.
But why?
I don't Uber to work. Now I'm debating, I'm thinking, because there's valet in the front of the work, and there's an employee discount, so I just texted my manager, I go, how much is a valet discount? Because I'm spending like $20 a shift on Ubers. If valet is like $10, $12, I'm just going to start driving myself. Exactly. It's not like I'm fucked up when I'm at work.
Right.
And I'll get home quicker.
Shit, just because of the parking?
Yes.
Wow. Right. They have to provide some kind of parking. Look, even if they don't provide it themselves, but they need to have some kind of a place for you to park.
Yeah.
Why should you have to deal with it every fucking day?
But I was just, I looked at my bank statement and last week alone, so not this past week, but the week before I worked four shift, I spent $80 on Ubers.
Wow. Show it to the fucking manager.
They don't give a fuck.
Why?
Yeah, no, they don't.
No, you tell them, listen.
I'm already on thin ice, okay?
Yeah.
Because of my dress code.
Are you going to change it?
Yeah, no. I mean, for me, it's like I'm a very laid back chick. Right. You know what I mean? Like for me, it's like it's 3 to 4 days of my life. I don't need to come here dressing how I look at the club. Exactly. I have no problem with that.
Exactly.
It's just how you tell me to dress. Like one of the managers came up to me and said, you don't look like you belong in Beverly Hills. And I feel like there's a different way you could approach the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could say that in a completely different manner.
Exactly.
And have me be more understanding. But when you approach me, like I don't belong in a city that I'm working at or that I hang out at, I'm gonna get offensive. You know what I mean? But I have no problem dressing more appropriate for a job. Like it's just for me, it's like it's not the end of the world. It's fucking 9 hours of my life.
Yeah, and you don't have to suffer. I mean, you can still wear something nice.
Yeah,
just not revealing.
Yeah, I just have to like get more stuff for the job, you know. Right. But there's plenty of like in the summer. But the only thing is, they're like, you can't have any tattoos showing at all. And I go, that's going to be impossible.
Well, then wear something around this without a cleavage.
It's about to be summer, Sam. I can't wear scarves. Mm. And even if I wore like a t-shirt.
No, not a scarf, but a collar that goes high.
It's
right?
Still, even if a collar goes high.
Like a t-shirt, for example. Still, you know where?
Yeah, a t-shirt. Like my t-shirt will stop like right here and you'll still see it.
Yeah, wow.
And I was like, I could put makeup on it, but like, people are going to be like, bitch, you're wearing makeup on your tattoo. Like, we see it.
No, I'm telling you, there's things you can wear. It's not necessarily maybe your first choice, but if you wear like something that's, you know, that's like mine.
Right.
You see, if you have a collar like this, you don't see your chest at all.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with it. You know, you can still find something nice. So, yeah, I mean, you have to respect their dress code. You know what I mean? It's not like suddenly they're going to say, oh, because it's her, we'll let her dress the way she wants.
Right.
No, you know. So I'm glad you're realizing that and not getting mad. I totally relate to you by the way he said it, you know?
It was a her.
Yeah.
Not a he.
Oh, a her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still, same thing.
And then they told
me if a guy told you that, you could fucking sue his ass, right?
Well, you could sue a female for saying that too.
No, for
yes,
what?
Yes, you can.
For what?
Basically saying you don't look like you belong in a city is very discriminatory.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm not that type of chick. I just don't give a fuck enough. Like, exactly. I'm like, I don't, you know what? I'm going to go home and change and I'll be back. Like, that's my mentality. Like, life is too short to have your job stress you out.
Exactly.
Like, there's so much more to be stressed about.
Yeah, and don't fuck with people either, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, go do your job. And
I just want to, like, smile. And you can't. You have to have thick skin when you work in places like that, because if you don't, you're never going to last. But I've been working in nightclubs and customer service basically my whole life.
Right.
And I've worked with production. And if one thing I've learned from doing reality shows is people treat you like fucking shit.
Yeah, right.
Then you just got to be like, whatever, it's a job. Let me just get this done.
Exactly. You don't put any emotions into work,
no,
you know?
No, fuck
you
it. It's way too, it's too small of a percent of your life
right.
to put.
And plus, it's
emotions.
Business. There's no room for emotion.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, the thing is, you just do what you have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. I'm glad you're. Did you see Us yet?
No!
No?
But everyone's talking about it.
I know. It made like $70 million.
Yeah, and that's just like the first weekend.
Right.
So it's going to probably make like 100, 200 mil maybe. No, probably more than that.
More than that. Yeah. I mean, the first one, Get Out, made like 250 million.
I thought it made over four, no?
I'm
pretty sure it was over four.
No, I don't know. That's what they're saying. Globally, it hauled 255 million. But at any rate.
Yeah, whatever. That's still a lot of money.
Us is probably going to make more than that because it opened. They expected it to open at around 40, 45 million. You
right.
know? Yeah.
And they already made 80, yeah.
Wow. So they said something sort of like what the story is about. Okay. Parents trying to fend off an attack of from evil doppelgangers.
Yeah, like clones, basically.
Clones?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it's going to be interesting, but people are like, it's one of those movies where you can't have your phone out. You have to pay attention the entire time. Like, if you miss 1 second, you're going to be completely lost.
Really?
But I mean, for the Get Out movie, I didn't pick up my phone not once. Uh-huh. I feel like if I have my phone out in a movie theater, that movie's not doing it for me.
Oh, really?
Because so if it's a good movie, interest. I'm completely...
It's hard to hold your interest for too long.
Me?
Yeah.
No, not for the movie.
No, but I mean, if you're not good with the movie, you're going to look in your phone.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I think the movie sucks, see you
right,
later.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Did you see the trailer for Leonardo DiCaprio's new movie?
No. What's that?
I haven't seen the trailer yet, but it's called Old Hollywood. It's him and Brad Pitt. They're the stars. That movie's going to make so much fucking money.
Yeah, right?
two hold old-ass grandpas.
Well, they probably just each one gets about $50 million.
Just to act in it. Just not to including act. The residuals.
So imagine how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember when it was a lot, when Arnold Schwarzenegger made $30 million a movie. Now they're probably making double that, if not triple. Right?
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're like big name actors like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of tickets to make. But... You're right. They probably go for a percentage rather than salaries. You know,
exactly.
So they can make a lot more that way.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah. So that's us. And I don't know. I'm not one for. But you said it's a psychological thing, right?
Yeah.
It's a psychological thriller.
And that's what everybody said about it, too.
Gory or bloody or anything.
Yeah. Right? People were like, I left that movie like thinking, looking at myself different in the mirror.
Yeah.
So I think it probably has to do with something personal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's probably, there's going to be some deep message to it. I have to go see that. I have to go see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I refuse to see that. I need to see that one in theaters.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you'll get really scared?
I'm not going to go by myself. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, but it's like you sit in the dark and mm-hmm. everything. It's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
On the big screen. Yeah. Did you hear that there were two suicides from Sandy Hook?
Yeah.
Right? Now, a father committed suicide. So you have three people.
Not Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook.
No, Park River or...
Parkland?
Parkland, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's Parkland, not Sandy Hook.
Oh, so the father is Sandy Hook. Okay. Wow.
Two kids. This is the second kid.
Yeah, that
second
was the survivor. Second kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if they're having like survivor's guilt.
I don't know what they have, you know, but it's pretty...
I'd be feeling blessed.
Yeah.
Like I made it out.
Yeah. I know.
But other people are saying it's like that Final Destination effect.
Really? Where you like survive or something?
Yeah, no, you've seen Final Destination, right? Yeah. So
well,
like they survived the initial incident that they were supposed to die and they all just die after because they were meant to die, but they didn't.
Right.
So you just never know.
Yeah. I don't know, man, but that's scary. You know, what did they go through? I don't know.
And like, was no one helping them or were they not seeing a therapist? Like, what was going on with that?
Yeah, I don't know, man, but it is, it's always mental health, you know, it always boils down to that.
But two survivors both had mental health issues, do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it becomes a mental health issue when you start getting really depressed, you
right,
know,
yeah.
And stuff. They may not have had anything before,
right.
Genetically, but because of the situation.
My friend just told me that he's leaving LA because he, like, mentally can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea if you recognize that.
Well, I told him, I was like, yeah, number one focus should be like your mental health. If you feel like you're not doing well here.
This city will eat you up alive mm-hmm. if you don't know how to swim here.
Yeah.
It really will.
There was a point in time where it should have eaten me whole. But I'm like, I've got that survivor mentality. I'm like, fuck this. Let me figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you.
Let me figure it out.
I salute you for staying persistent with that, you know, because you haven't had it easy either, mm-hmm. you know.
And I'm still not.
Right.
Like, I'm still struggling and stressed, but I'm just more positive now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. But, yeah, you got to be resilient, you know. You can't just give up and stuff because...
And everybody out here doesn't want to help you. Like, my homegirl works for this agency who represents, like, mainly black people.
Right.
And I was like, she was... literally at the agency the other day. So I DM'd her and I said, can you ask if I can get a meeting? Because like why not? You know, the meeting right. might not go well. I might right. not be someone he wants to represent. But the first step is getting a meeting. She was like, you got to do everything on your own out here, honey.
Really?
I'm like, yo, fuck everyone. I'm just yeah. like not like that. Yeah. We don't look alike, honey. I'm never going to be your competition ever in life. Like, we're never going to go out for the same role and I'm going to get it or you're going to get it. We do not look alike.
Right. But there's that selfishness here.
Yeah.
Narcissism, whatever you want to call it, you know, of everybody thinking I need to stand out. So first, Let me focus on me.
This girl's going to come in and take over. No, I'm not, girl, because we look nothing alike and we're not going to go for the same role.
Besides, there's a million fucking roles. You know, it's better to cooperate and there's not some kind of relationship.
And the reason I want to start doing it now is because, one, I still look young. Mm. I haven't hit that, like, you know, oh, bitch, you look your age now, you know. Yeah. So I can still go for younger roles. And two, there's not that many black faces in Hollywood. And I could get away with acting Spanish. Because everyone thinks I'm Spanish.
Right, right.
So I'm like, I could play black or Spanish.
But you can play probably even an 18-year-old if you needed to, right?
If they took all my makeup off.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And then I could play like a 20-year-old. I don't think I could. I honestly don't think I could play a 30-year-old.
Do you look for like auditions and stuff?
No, because I'm not in the financial means to pay for all those sites right now. And they add up.
Like those sites that cost money.
Actors
really?
Access, which have great auditions, they're uh-huh. like six. It's like $60 a month. Fucking crazy!
Wow,
that's like a car note for me. Yeah. So I'm like, I can't do that.
I can see how they make a lot of fucking money.
Yeah,
wow.
But auditions should be for free. That's like how I feel.
No, I think the audition is free, but finding
the audition isn't.
Well, that's the thing. It's like...
But if you have an agent, you don't need to do any of that. They're just like, hey,
right.
there's this commercial. They're looking for this type of girl. Go.
Right. But how many agents are you going to find that will take you on if you're an unknown? I don't know. Mm. But you need to figure out how to do this. I don't really understand that industry,
same.
So I can't give you advice.
Yeah.
But if you want, if
all
that's
I know,
what you want, then learn about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all I know is nobody doing the same thing is going to help your ass figure it out.
Right.
Not a single person. I just like sat and looked at my phone yesterday like, yo, I can't fucking stand anybody. Like, not a single person.
Wow.
I'm just not like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't look at the next female and say she's my competition because I don't even look at Gabby. And thinks she's my competition and she's my twin.
Right.
Let alone some random chick who looks nothing like me. Mm. Like, we're never, ever going to be competing against each other because we don't look alike and we don't have the same mentality.
Right. So you would go for the same role, like you said.
My goal of the year is to get cast as a psycho in a Lifetime movie. I'm speaking it into existence.
Oh, wow. Something specific.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I want to play a lunatic.
Okay. And how's that going to happen? Did you plan yet?
No.
And how did you find it? How will you find that?
I know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So start knowing.
Yeah, because it's already March. So the year is happening.
Listen, you got time to research shit. You can get on the internet and find out anything you ever wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
You don't have to spend a dime. Mm-hmm. Research the industry and ask Google the questions. It has all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'd like to see you in that role for sure.
I know. Wouldn't it be funny if I'm like
psycho.
Literally playing a psychopath? I want to be in a Law and Order SVU episode before it's done.
Yeah, do it.
I want to play a victim. I want to play the person who brutalized the victim. Like, I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, I've
Maybe
always.
Maybe you have it in you, huh?
Yeah. I feel like I could play a specific role and I can always play the mean girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Easy. If they put me in like a high school film and I played the mean girl who got hers in the end, I could do that too,
yeah.
You know?
But acting is about doing things you don't normally do.
No, I feel like
being somebody else.
Yeah, being somebody else, but being yourself at the same time. Like, look at Seth Rogen. I feel like roles are so easy for that entire crew because they're literally just themselves on camera with different names.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. His new movie with Charlize Theron looks pretty good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know when it's coming out, but I saw the trailer for it.
Mm. Did you ever see his movie with Barbara Streisand, the road trip thing?
No, you ask me that all the time, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I never saw it.
And I hardly ever think about Seth Rogen. Why would I bring up that
movie? I don't know.
Movie?
We've talked about that like 3 times, though.
No way.
Yeah, 110%.
No fucking
yeah.
way.
Yep.
Because I barely remember that movie. I don't know. I just because maybe that's the only one with him.
I think the conversation probably just ends after I say nope. Man, did you ever see Pineapple Express?
No, I never saw that.
You know, you're a weed smoker, and you. I know. That's honestly disrespectful.
So I should.
Yeah.
Is that it funny?
That movie. When I saw, first of all, I smoked a bong. So you know when you smoke bong, it's like the highest of highs. Like it's the highest it'll ever be. And me and my girlfriend went, and I pissed my. I was laughing so hard, I felt like I was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, let me watch this sober. Because maybe I was just high at the time. Nope, just as funny.
Just as funny.
Just as funny.
Okay.
It's fucking stupid. It's like the stupidest movie you ever watched, but it's fucking funny.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I can stand it.
Did you ever watch This Is the End?
No.
With them?
No.
Oh, man. That movie's... It's definitely worth it, yeah.
Really?
Smoke a little weed, watch that, you'll laugh too.
So it's the same group of people?
Same group. They all move together. They all do movies together. It's like they got their little crew.
Yeah, for some reason it never like attracted me. I don't know to it. Maybe because they're younger.
They're older.
How old are they? In their 30s? No.
No, oh, I think Seth Rogen's maybe late 30s. Maybe like 38. Let's see. Hold on. I would marry a guy like that.
Yeah,
like
I'm
he's
sure
chubby
you
and not that good looking, but I feel like I would love that personality every day of my life.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
You see, people don't understand. I guess when you finally decide to settle down, I guess looks are not that important.
Well, right? I don't think he's hideous. He's 36 years old.
36. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see if he's
right
married.
On the nose.
James Franco is 40. Jonah Hill is 35. Michael Cera is 30. Steve Carell is 56. Paul Rudd is 49. These are all the people that are in like the movies that they rotate.
Oh, really? Steve Carell is in there too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so I'll see it. But Pineapple Express, didn't that have...
He's not in that one.
Robert Downey Jr. in that? Or am I like...
I don't think so. Let me just double check,
I'm mixing two, mixing up two movies, I think.
Yeah, let me see the cast. I cannot believe you're a weed smoker. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
There's a scene in the movie where...
Well, I'm not into that culture, really, you know?
What do you mean? What do you mean by
into
culture?
Into the weed culture, you know? I mean, all the Bob Marley and the... And the posters. And
Gary
the,
Cole, Bill Hader, Craig Robinson, Danny McBride, James Franco, Seth Rogen, Amber Heard, Rosie Perez.
Oh, Amber Heard is in
Ed
that, too.
Begley, James Remar, Nora Dunn.
So he's not in it.
No.
Wow, that's a lot of
no, and that's
stars.
And that's just the beginning. It goes all the way. There's so many people in it.
Really?
It's like even if they're in there for like 10 seconds, there's a lot of fucking faces
in
there.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Now I want to see it.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, thanks for bringing up a movie because I didn't know what to watch
next. Every time I think of this part in the movie with James Franco, it makes me piss my pants because they like smoke weed and they get high and they fall asleep in their car and they wake up in the morning and they're trying to leave, but the car is dead because the battery died, obviously. And it's a good movie. You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in years, but I'd watch it again for sure.
Yeah,
you know it's a good movie if you watch it again.
Yeah, which reminds me, last night I left my car on for about 30 minutes.
When you were in it?
No, I never shut it off. It happened
to
me.
You never shut it off?
It happens to a lot of people now with the cars because you have the fob. You don't have the key, really, right?
Yeah, but doesn't it shut off automatically?
No.
No activity?
No.
Ooh, that's a dangerous game.
Right?
But how do you get out of your car and just walk away? That's kind of
weird. With a fob? Yeah. And you press on the lock, but if you don't listen, then you think, if you don't listen for the beep and you don't, you know, you don't realize you did that. And it happens to my friends, too. I'm not the only one. So what I do is I look on the fucking, on the gauges to see if the car's running or not, you know, the RPM thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I guess I forgot last night. I'm coming back. My fucking car is on with the lights on. What the fuck?
Well, you're lucky you went back to your car.
Right.
Because I said we'd be dead this morning.
Right. No, it just, it'd be out of gas.
And you don't get like an alert or something?
No, I don't know. I just have to really pay attention.
I told you my battery died like a couple weeks ago when I was late.
Yeah.
My battery died and I had to pay $150 to get it jumped.
$150
$150.
Wow.
I was like, yo.
Jeez.
Like, all because
well,
I
if
left,
you have an older you car, you should get AAA or something.
Well, AAA, it's like.
Isn't it $30 a month? Yeah, I guess it's
like,
a
it's
lot
like, yeah, it's like, it's.
So, okay,
not
150
worth it.
Once in a million years. What are you going to do? It's a, I mean, it's a truck. He has to come and, you know, it's their time.
$150 worth, though? Like, come on. That's That's ridiculous.
What would you charge if you had a business? As much as you could.
Not $150.
Why? As much as you could. If people paid it, wouldn't you take it?
That's yeah, what I'm saying. Because people have no choice. They're exactly. Like, yeah, fucking do it, okay?
It's always supply and demand. It's if take people all my don't money. Have a choice, you know? Like, why is it when you get a hot dog at fucking Dodger Stadium, it costs you fucking three times more than if you eat it, like, in the city? Because that's the only place you can eat. Right. So they can charge you whatever the fuck they want,
right,
you know?
Right.
Same in any place where there's only one. But that's why competition is so cool, you know? So, a couple more things. A British Airways flight mistakenly landed in Scotland instead of Germany. How would you like that?
I'd be pissed.
Right?
I'm like, so you're telling
me that...
people
started to get confused when they looked on the outside and they're going, wait a minute, Germany doesn't look like this.
Oh my God. What is wrong with people?
So what they happened is, I guess the people filed the wrong flight plan. So, I mean, the plane went where it was told to go.
Oh, but the person in the okay.
Whoever,
that's not really their
whoever
fault.
Set the, it's not even the pilots, I don't think. It's the people that
But wouldn't
the
pilot, if they're doing that trip all the time, be like, this isn't
no, but the pilot thought, I think, that they were going to Edinburgh. You know, that's what I'm saying. Hmm. To Ireland. I mean, I'm sure the pilots would have known. But no, they thought they were going to Ireland.
I really want to travel.
You see, they said it was down to an incorrectly filed flight plan, leading both the pilot and cabin crew to believe the flight was bound for Edinburgh. So, yeah, there you go.
Gives me anxiety just thinking about it. I don't know what I would do. I'd freak out. I'm like, yeah. You guys are giving me free flights for the next year.
Yeah.
I'd make up some shit that I had to do. I missed an interview. My life is fucked now. I would make up some shit.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I really want to go away for my 31st birthday.
Then go.
I know. I feel like I really do want to start traveling. Like, I'm petrified of flying, but there's so many places I want to see. Like, I was just talking to Gabby. I'm like, where should we go? Because, like, me and her have never had a good birthday.
Right.
Like, we've never done anything where, like, that was an amazing birthday celebration. Mind you, a birthday is just, like, another day, whatever. But, like, it's special because there's two of us.
Do you like Vegas?
I don't want to do something like that.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere like Italy where I can do stuff like eat pasta and like talk to Italian. And that's a good time for me, not going to Vegas and being hungover every single day and night because I went to the pool party, then I had dinner, then I slept, and then I went to that's not.
Yeah,
good.
It depends what kind of a trip
you want. If this was like 10 years ago, Vegas would have sounded good. But now I'm like, now I'm about to be 30 and I'm like, all right, I want to do something.
But what I'm saying is, why do you have to spend, I mean, to look at a place that would cost you a lot of money that's impractical, if you could go to Hawaii or to
Cabo. I'm down
Cabo,
for Hawaii. Yeah, I'm down
know,
for any of that.
Cancun. Yeah, shit.
I think I'm going to tell Gabby, I'm like, let's
you
just
can go
do
for
it.
Less than $1,000 to Cancun. Right. Even less than $500,
right,
I think.
Right, yeah.
For flight and hotel.
Yeah.
It's so cheap to Cancun.
I don't want to. I'd rather go to Hawaii. I kind of want to just do it with my sister. I don't really want to go with a group of girls.
Yeah, do
I
that.
Mean, I could, but I don't know. I just want to do something, and I want I want to get a tan, and it's coming up like real. 31 for me is a big deal. I mean, 30 was a big deal, but 31, it's like, okay, now I'm really over the edge. Now I'm really here.
No, you're into your 30s. That's what it means. It means now it's time to act.
Yeah. Now it's time to do some shit.
Right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but you're definitely not over the hill.
Yeah.
This is when you, the 20s is sort of like when you plan your life, if you do plan them. And the 30s is when you do, you know, you build your family, bring your kids. It's usually in your 30s.
I kind of want to go to Jamaica.
Yeah. Jamaica is cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you'd like it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I'd like it for a week.
Yeah.
Well, it's I don't like even want to go for a week.
It feels like third world country.
Not if you stay at a resort.
I did stay at a resort, and you see a lot of poverty on your way there.
Really?
Yeah. If you go into town and shit, yeah, a lot. A lot.
Well, I mean, anywhere I go, I don't want to go anywhere that's not a resort because I know as soon as you leave the resort, some shit can go down, honey.
Yes, yes. But you know what? I got to admit, I mean, I was there 30 years ago, maybe. So that's a long time. Things may have changed since then.
Yeah, like one of my best guy friends just went to Jamaica and his shit looks incredible.
Really?
Like, incredible. I'm like,
so
wow.
Talk to Casey. He's from there.
Yeah.
So maybe he knows what's going on there these days.
I don't know. I mean, I don't care what's going on in Jamaica. I just care what's going on in the resort because I'm not leaving the resort.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
So what's the point? So you're going to a...
But there's tons of shit to do on the resort. Like, you can swim with dolphins. Yeah, right, you can do this. You can do that. Like, it's literally its own little island.
Right. But don't you want to explore?
No. Hell fucking no. I want to get my tan on and take pictures in Jamaica.
Okay. So that's the kind of vacation you want. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jamaica is more expensive. You can go to Cancun and have a similar vacation, I think.
Yeah.
People love it there.
I do. I just heard Mexico right now is a little on the dangerous side.
Yeah, but they're saying not Cancun necessarily because it's on the other side and everything. But no, I agree. I really have no desire to go to Mexico at this point.
No.
That's
like the bottom of my list. Yeah. That's like not where I want to spend my 31st birthday, if I'm going to be honest with
then
you.
Then do Hawaii. Or do a cruise. Would you go on a cruise? It's funny because I just opened the page on this cruise ship that got stranded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, Sam, absolutely.
Because of the
wait.
Fucking high waves and shit. People are saying, oh, fucking furniture is flying all over the floor and shit. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Okay, so no cruise for you either. So
ideally, I really want to go to Italy or Spain.
Yeah. Well, eventually, you meet a guy, he'll take you
no,
there.
No, I don't want to go with a guy.
Oh, really?
I want to go with my girlfriends.
Oh, and meet an Italian guy or something.
Yeah, I want to have fun. Like, I'm single right now. This is the first time in my life I'm really not looking for a relationship. So I'm like, let me finally live my best life.
So do an eat, pray, love.
That's what I want to do. I think it will be so fun and you're with your girls.
So you just need money. But you know what you need? People go to places and they work there. They work their way.
I'm only trying to go for a week, Sam. So, like,
oh, really? That's
chill. Yeah.
Oh,
like, okay. Come on now.
It's true.
I have a job now.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be like, hey, restaurant, I'm going to be gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
But I do want to go for like 7 days.
Yeah, Italy's cool.
I just want to eat pasta every single day.
Well, now it's going to be expensive for you to go there because the summer is coming up.
Well, I'm going to try to see if me and Gabby can get like a sponsored trip, like how my hotel and stuff was sponsored when I went to Chicago.
That's a good idea.
Because we're obviously going to film it from beginning to end.
And your combined fucking audience
is
huge.
Yeah, it's like
huge.
Over. Yeah. And she
it's
has
huge.
And she has way more than me. So.
Right. It's huge.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to do that
route. Do that.
I'm actually going to try to line up a few trips like that so me and her can just like go away like once a month.
True. You know, I mean, that's true. Even if you don't make money on your followers, at least make some
free shit.
Some free shit. Yeah.
You know, I tried to get Hopper to sponsor us, but they didn't get back to me.
Yeah. What's Hopper?
It's like a website like Expedia. But they're new, so they don't, like, no one, exactly, like, people like you are like, what's Hopper? Like, no one really knows about them yet. So I'm like, yo, what's good?
Yeah.
Give us those free plane tickets. Let's get this done.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, this is it for today. There's also a live event, I guess Apple's big event. I don't know if you've heard of that, but they're making a big deal because they're starting essentially a Netflix of their own with streaming and original content and stuff. And so they're making a big deal. They're streaming that, letting people know. And critics are saying content creation is difficult, expensive, and very different than making phones. So there you go. Thank you all for joining us. We can talk politics, but God knows I wanted to today. I just have a partner that's not into it, and we have to respect each other here. So, to all the Democrats, I wish you a lot of sympathy because you lost. And I think if nothing else, I hope that now people will let the president govern and not have to fight everybody, and maybe we'll see some good results if we all support the fucking president and not fight him. He's supposed to be at the top leading us, and we can't fight him all the time and look for shit just because they can't stand him, because he's totally different from everybody else. But anyway, folks, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.